So just we did discuss briefly that which the Rambam says, that you cannot really ever know why Hashem created the world. Right? It's impossible. How can you say, oh, Hashem did this because of, like, the because of problematic, right? A, the because of is problematic, and B, our understanding is going to be is problematic. It's only finite. But as the Abar Benel points out, we certainly have many statements in Chazal and the Rishonim that seem to indicate that Hashem created the world to bestow goodness upon us. Olam Chesed Yibane. Right? Derech Hatov Lehitiv. The way of the good is to give, as the Ramchal says, beginning of Derech Hashem. Right? So we do have this idea, and Latov Lanu Kol Hayamim. Right? He did this for the good of us, and so on and so forth. So the basic distinction we mentioned, as the Abar Benel says, is that there's the, once there is a world, we are entitled to look at the world and see what it is about. Right? Prior to that, we don't know. The analogy that we gave was the factory, right? Where someone built a factory, and the factory, you look around the factory, you can see pretty clearly the factory is designed to produce plastic containers, right? That's great. So the owner of the factory wants plastic containers. Or does he? Do the owner of the factory want plastic containers? No, he wants to sell them, he wants money. The owner of the factory wants a tax break, so he invests. Or maybe the owner of the factory is a philanthropist, wants to give jobs to the people in the city. Or maybe the owner of the factory wants to train his son to run a business, so he builds a plastic factory. Or maybe the owner of the factory has a fetish for plastic. I don't know, I have no idea. Right? In other words, see, Abar Benel says that from factory onwards, you can figure out plastic utensils. Right? Why the plastic? Right. So the Rambam's talking about why he built the factory. We don't know. Right. But once there's a factory, right, Chazal tell us it's designed to give goodness to humanity. Right. So having said that, if we have a look at the text here, he points out just the second paragraph from the top. Omnam. B'tocham is geresh shalanu, horulun al chazal, shiratsona shalakosh boch, livroat hanivroim, amnas lehativ lohem. Okay, so within our limited framework of understanding, we can say that Hashem created the world in order to bestow goodness upon the creature, us. Latek kiyum, lehativ inyana latek metziat latek kiyum. What is lehativ? Lasot imayim chesed, ma'us atov, shiratsona lehativ, lehativ inyana lases metzius lases kiyum. He wants to give us existence, reality, and that is the ultimate good. Mekaven shakodesh baruch hu shalem b'chol minei shleimus. Shleimus ha-hatava hu lehetiv b'foyel l'nivroim. Since God is complete in all manner of completeness, perfect in all manner of perfection, then he wants to give the perfect good, and that perfect good he wants to actually give. Not that it's just wants, but he actually gives it to the nivroim. Harish is also sibil abriyasol, and that's as far as we can understand the reason for creation. Although there's a story which Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik tells in Halachic Man, I think I'm remembering correctly, there was like Rav Chaim walks by a table, there's a Tanya open, and then the Tanya is talking about Hashem's desire to create the world for good of people, etc. And Rav Chaim says, he says, Kachu Ritzoino. He wanted it. We don't know. We can't make conjecture about why he wanted it. That's what he wanted, right? Okay, but whatever. But within our framework, I think it's legitimate to say this. Vaday, masha nasa etzlo yizbaruch hu davar shem eva la saga shelanu. Anything that happens, so to speak, in God's mind, whatever, you can't even use that term, right, is obviously beyond us. Ach masha niten lanu lahavin mitocha talichim shel olam, ma'echolu yod hasiba lakol masha anaroim, hu aratzen lahetiv es atov hamuvchar biyoser. That which is our best understanding of why things happen in the world is basically because Hashem wants to bestow this goodness in the best way possible. That's, of course, the explanation that we discussed, that the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo in Magid Meisharim, who says that why is there a world? Why have a physical world? You know, you could give this wonderful good without having a physical world, without having all the efforts and struggles and so on and so forth. And in that, the answer was Nahama de Kisufa, bread of shame. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to actually acquire the good, so it's actually really ours, as opposed to being imposed on us from outside, which case it's not really me, and which case it's not really meaningful, which case it's not similar to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now, Now let's have a look at the part that I wanted to get to, which is actually not getting to Shema Yisrael. Ratzon Hashem lahetiv l'aseis metzius l'nivroim. The desire of Hashem to give to the Nivroim, yachad im hayedia she'ein od milvado. So now we have two ideas. Number one, we discussed yesterday, ein od milvado. Ein od milvado, the Maharal says, doesn't just mean there's no God but Hashem. It means there's nothing but Hashem. There is nothing but Hashem. Plus the knowledge that what he did is lehetiv, right? So he says, "Miskayim rak al yedeshen yivrin yadu lechvoida." Kehem shetivay amaral shevein. This is the Maharal's drush. Oh, actually, it's page nun base in that. So this is what the Maharal says: "Kikol anivraim lo nivru elul ma'anehu." All creatures were only created for the sake of Hashem's covenant. Vim lokein, or to fulfill His will. Right, that's the kol mashe bara kodesh baruch hu lo bara elul lechvoida. Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Lo imkein lo haya nivra oisa nivra ma'olam. Ba'olam, that otherwise would not have been created. Raka kol nivra bishvil l'shabach l'far yotzer l'ovdo. Everything was created to praise, glorify His our Creator and to serve Him. L'fikach amar ein od. That's why it says ein od milvada klomer ki ein bria od benimtza. Raka kol hu l'shabach l'far Hashem isbarach. There's another explanation of ein od milvado. That means nothing has the right to exist if it doesn't produce kavod Hashem. That's what we're here for. So, Hamakom bo anachnu miskashrim lemetzius hamitis huayin anikra malchus shemayim. The place that we connect to that true reality of kavod Hashem, that is the purpose of creation, that's what we call malchus shemayim. So when we talk about kabbalas, oh malchus shemayim, that means I'm accepting the fact that I am here ultimately to fulfill Hashem's rotzon, to exhibit kavod Hashem in the world. Zois hamida ba kodesh baruch hu mechayves metzius olam meni yale kavod hamalchus. What I want to explain is, you know, we know that the last words that Jews have often said in cases of martyrdom have been Shema Yisrael. They've been ready to, in cases where they were ready to give up their lives rather than be baptized, or give up their lives, right, rather than desecrate a Torah, or whatever, right? Whether they were very often Jews quite distant from Judaism who would do this, right? And Daniel Pearl's last words were apparently Shema Yisrael. Okay, it's a reporter who was killed in Pakistan by Al Qaeda, right? And so in all these cases, what is the recognition? So deep down, what we're recognizing is that the only reason we're here is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So if there's going to be a negation of that, may as well not be here. So when we say that, when Jews have said the Shema Yisrael, it's a recognition of the reality, Malchus Shemayim, and my existence, all one. And if my existence is not in accordance with that metzias, that reality of Malchus Shemayim, if it's not, then nisbatal hametzias. And so intuitively, right, Jews have said that. But that's, I mean, I don't know if this is the reason. Maybe there are other reasons as well. But I think that deep down, maybe the neshama recognizes that that's the metzias of Malchus Shemayim, and that's where Shema Yisrael tells us of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So my whole purpose here is only that. So. Just to skip a bit. Actually, no. Kol hamidois shakodesh baruch hu mizgale behen eina mechayvos nivroim hamidik shela atzma keyem es gam kshelot yele yitzil apoel lashbi al haolam. Many other attributes of Hashem don't obligate us to do anything. They exist with or without our existence. Kach ze b'midas hachesed midas hadin kol ze b'chol mida u'mida. The very essence of that mida doesn't need creatures. That mida, that attribute, exists. They don't need to bring this out into the active. Adam tov ma'od gam. A person, for example, without doing anything, could actually be basically a good person. They just haven't had the opportunity to do anything. It hasn't come into the mitzias. Aval midas ha-malchus va-kovid. This is not true of malchus and kovid. That can only exist when there are creatures upon whom the malchus is devolved. As it says, there's no king without a people. That's why it's interesting. During Osiris and Meitshuva, we switched from Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, if I would ask most people, what is greater, God or a king? If you call God, God, El, that apparently is a greater and higher level than Melech, right? I think. Right, so why do we switch to Melech? So the reasons heard from my teacher Shlomo Fischer is that the reason is very simple. Since Ein Melech Beloyam, what we're emphasizing during this time is the power of the human being to contribute to Hashem's Malchus in this world. So Hakel, as God, he can be God without a people. Right, that doesn't need our participation. But Melech, that's our participation. Ein Melech Beloyam. And that participation, right, is a double-edged sword. It means that it's only significant if the people who are mamlich, the king, are b'nei chorin. Right? If a slave who has no choice, right, says long live the king, it's no big deal. Right? If a free person says long live the king, and so that's a big deal. So the expression of Hashem as melech hakadosh is an expression of the power that we have to actually be mamlich. And as B'nai Chorim, but of course that also means that there's it's a double-edged sword, because on the other hand it means that we have the ability to not do that. But that's why Shlomo Fischer explains it, and it's a little post the time, but in Tekiah Shofar, so the Gaon of Vilna said you should be very happy during Tekiah Shofar, because you are like a subject who has the ability to crown the king, and it's like it's a wonderful day, right? On the other hand, the Arizal says you should say some form of vidui during Tekiah Shofar. So what's going on? The answer, Rav Shlomo Fischer says, is fairly simple. He says, because Tekiah Shofar is ain shofar ela chayrus. Shofar indicates chayrus, right? And he says, so it's the on the one hand, the celebration of the power of free will that we have, and on the other hand, it's also the confession is because free will is a responsibility. So it's a recognition of that as well, right? So that's Hamelech versus Hakel, and that's Malchus Shamayim versus that Hashem is all the other midos, etc. We participate in that. We strongly feel that participation. Okay. He says, "Beyotze shel shacharis tiknu chazal es hashvach kel boruch gedol deya heichinufal zharecham a toiv yotze kovod lishma." Move Hashem besider agro. Shapirish toiv yotze kovod lishma. The Gra explains what does it mean toiv yotze kovod lishma. He created good as honor for his name. Midas hatov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hilaseis kiyum l'nivron. The attribute of goodness of Hashem, as the Ramchal says, is to create and give good to us. Ach mashem nosalhem etzius. But the actual our reality, our existence, zeh Hashem yisbarach yatzer es inyan kavod l'shmo. Hashem created this concept of kavod l'shmo. Now the fact that Hashem created the concept that we have the ability to give kavod, as free will beings, we can crown Hashem. So he says that ability that we have gives us our reality. And if there would be a reality in which there's no Kovod Hashem coming out of the world whatsoever, that would cease to exist. So Shoresh HaBriya, the root of all of the Briya, who Tuv HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the goodness of Hashem. V'atov HaZeh Miskayim Rak Al Yadei HaAmadas Inyan Kavod L'Shmo. And that's why basically the Rambam we saw in Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he says, "Lefarsem Emunah Hazoyis Hamitis Ba'olam," to publicize this true faith in the world, and not to show fear in the place of any threat against it. Right? That we won't back down. We won't back down. Right? Not backing down is saying that this is my mitzvah. This is my reality. This is why I'm here. This is my existence. And if there's a threat to that, then so be it, right? Because the only reason I'm here is Kavod Shemayim. If my existence is going to cause the opposite, as in the case of, let's say, the forced baptism or whatever it was throughout history, so if my existence is going to cause the opposite, so the Jews understood that my existence is nisbatel, it's annulled, and saying Shema Yisrael with that is a way of saying that, is a way of acknowledging that idea, right? So, just an interesting Shema. Well, I said Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kodesh Shemecha. But I just want to mention just briefly something I heard from Vort from Rav Shlomo Karlebach. Just type of night. We say Shema Yisrael, Shema Sheres Yisrael, because we say it twice during this week, right? So Shema Yisrael, Shema Sheres Yisrael, only Shema Yisrael, right? So we ask Hashem to guard the Jews and say Shema Yisrael. Then it says Ha'omrim Shom Yisrael, Shom Yisrael,
Shom Yisrael,
Am Echad, right? Ham Yachadim Shimcha Hashem Al Kenachem. Then we say Shom Yisrael Sam Kodesh, Ham Shol Shem Shulik Tov. Right? So he says what we're asking is, he says, guard the Jews, even those Jews who only say Shema Yisrael and stop there. They only identify as Jews. It's Shema Yisrael. They don't say Hashem Al Kenachem, Hashem Echad. We ask Hashem to guard them too, because they too have some level of identification. Shema Yisrael, I'm a Jew. Period. Now he says, and what about the Jews who go a little further than that? They don't do the Kedusha, but Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They believe in Hashem, one God. He says, that's also, guard them too. And he says, and his last, who he says, is of course those who say, Shalshim, Shalosh, Kedushas, Kadosh, those who say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He says, but the first request is for those Jews who need it the most, because all they have is the tenuous connection, Shema Yisrael. And the next one, that's, anyways, Shlomo Kalabas for it, okay. Good way to start the day, which